This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. As well as McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoo's for a stress-free laundry day. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. On Friday, October 17th, the Bad Axe Hatchets varsity football team will honor military veterans at their home game against Brown City. Veterans are invited to attend the event free of charge, with recognition ceremonies set to begin at 6:35 p.m. prior to kickoff. During the ceremony, veterans will be recognized by both teams, and players from Bad Axe and Brown City will shake hands with each veteran on the field, emphasizing community appreciation and respect for their service. For the special occasion, Bad Axe players will wear red, white, and blue jerseys as part of the patriotic tribute. Following the recognition ceremony, all veterans will be included in a group photo alongside the Hatchets team. Kickoff for the game is scheduled for 7 p.m., and the event aims to foster a strong sense of unity between the football program and the region's veteran community. This event builds on similar military appreciation celebrations seen in Michigan high school sports and reflects the ongoing commitment to recognizing local veterans for their service. And around 100 community members gathered Tuesday evening at Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park in Bad Axe to pay tribute to conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The event, held beside the Huron County Courthouse, marked what would have been Kirk's 32nd birthday. The service, organized by local churches from Huron-Sanilac counties, featured prayers and remarks from several pastors, including David Castle, Mike Smith, Mike Beeler, and Gary Rumps, and Michael Goforth. Attendees were encouraged to wear red as a show of solidarity. Local enforcement officers from Bad Axe Police Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Michigan State Police attended the event as a precautionary measure. Luke Dimming of the Huron County Republican Party, who proposed the idea for the memorial, said the goal was to create a faith-driven service rather than a political gathering. I just wanted churches to present this, Dimming explained, noting that the evening was dedicated solely to honoring Kirk's life and legacy. And there were people on all sides of the aisle that attended. It was a great event to bring awareness to Kirk's life, mission, and unity. Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot on September 10th while speaking at Utah Valley University. Earlier Tuesday, President Donald Trump posthumously awarded him the Medal of Freedom in recognition of his national influence and advocacy work. Michigan seniors are being cautioned by the Department of Insurance and Financial Services and the Department of Health and Human Services about scams and aggressive sales tactics during the open Medicare enrollment period, which runs from October 15th to December 7th. Officials urge seniors to protect their Medicare ID numbers and never provide personal information to unsolicited callers, even if they claim to represent Medicare or a related agency. If contacted by someone demanding participation in prescription drug plans or claiming official government status, residents should hang up. Verify the contact by calling 1-800-MEDICARE and report any suspicious activity. The DIFS and MDHHS advise ignoring mail or calls demanding immediate action, as scammers may disguise their communications to appear official. Families are reminded of the MI Options Call Center at 1-800-MEDICARE 803-7174, which offers free Medicare counseling to help navigate plans and enrollment. Starting January 1st next year, Medicare updates will include higher Part B and Part D premiums, new out-of-pocket limits for prescriptions, and an option to spread drug payments across the year. To report scams or unfair sales tactics, contact DIFS at their website or by calling 877-999-6442 during business hours. These agencies continue outreach and consumer education to safeguard seniors' access to secure, reliable, and financial services. You can find the full stories on those and links to things in those articles at thumbnet.net.
Hey, it's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoove's Laundromat. Come on in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8255. 8167.
And we have one obituary today. Patricia Ann Smith, 88, of Caseville, passed away on Monday, October 13th in Holland, Michigan. She was born in Detroit. She is survived by her two sons, Christopher and Jeffrey, her one daughter, Robin, and her grandchildren. A funeral mass will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th at St. Ruch Catholic Church in Caseville. Burial will be in St. Ruch Cemetery, and visitation will be 1 hour prior to the mass in the church on Saturday. Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon is handling the arrangements. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. In lieu of flowers, please consider memorial contributions be made in Pat's memory to St. Jude Children Research Hospital or Parkinson's Foundation.
It's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoove's Laundromat. Come on in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
Well, the National Weather Service is monitoring a fast-moving system that could bring heavy rain and flash floods to parts of the Midwest. Forecasters project up to 4 inches of rain in Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio over the next 48 hours. Local authorities are urging drivers to avoid flooded roads. Cooler air behind the storm could bring the season's first snow to northern Michigan, and emergency crews have been placed on standby across several counties. Residents are encouraged to be prepared for possible power outages and travel disruptions. And the government of Japan's investigating cause of a mid-air malfunction that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Tokyo. Airline officials say all 182 passengers were safely evacuated. Preliminary findings suggest an electrical fault may have triggered warning lights. The Transport Ministry has ordered inspections across similar aircraft models. No injuries were reported, but flight schedules remain disrupted. This marks Japan's third major aviation scare this year. And that's been a look at your news this hour from Bresky Siding Building Repair. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And Zimmerman and Sons of Electric of Port Austin, hands down, are the best electricians around, as well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman and Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.